This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I'm doing my best to stay with it. You're listening to Joe Messina on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, some of you can hear. I sound like I swallowed. Yes, I swallowed. Sound like I swallowed a frog. I don't know what it is. Every time I come back from CPAC every year, it's like those little petri, those little guys on the plane. It's like little petri dishes. And they want to pat, you know, they want to share, right? I mean, why not? Let's share. And they want to share whatever they have. I don't want it. It's okay. You can keep it. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate all that you do for me. I do appreciate the messages you send. I do appreciate the prayers to get this thing out of my throat, out of my face, out of my mind. Can't stand this stuff. Slows you down to a crawl, you know? Some of you saw little teaser that went up there. And about the government, you know, the joke that President Reagan used to say, hey, what is it, the four words that should scare the bejesus out of you? Or the line that should scare the crud out of you. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. Help them, not you. So, the days have been going, I know, jump right into it like I always do. The days have been going on, and I'm listening to all this conversation around the Parkland stuff, shooting, and the government totally, do you understand, I mean, do you really understand that the government totally failed us in the Parkland shooting? Totally. Not kind of, sort of. And now they expect Americans to give up their guns, or good portion of their guns, because somehow it's going to make us safer for us not to have guns, when it seems like even when they do have guns, as happened in Parkland, they couldn't protect us. You know, I'm trying to read what was going on with the sheriffs that were involved in the Parkland shooting. And depending on what you believe, not what you read, because the stuff is all over the place, but the majority of it is about how the Parkland sheriffs that showed up, see, they couldn't tell from the sound whether the shooter was still in the building, outside the building. I'm just telling you what they said. The reports were that the shooter, was outside wandering around. That's why they were outside. I'm not buying that, by the way. I'm just telling you what's being reported. There's some conspiracies running around that they were told to stand down to let this thing play out. I'm not buying that either. See, if everything is a conspiracy, then nothing is really evil. It's just the way it was planned, right? So stop calling it evil. But on the, you know, the other night, the American public learned two bombshell pieces of information regarding the Parkland, Florida mass shooting. First, that the Broward County Sheriff's Office was told in November that the November, just so I get that through. Right? I mean, how many months? I don't have enough fingers and toes to count that. That's at least 4 or 5 months, 4 months ago, right? So back in November, the Parkland shooter could be a school shooter in the making, but deputies didn't bother to write up a report. Eh, no big deal. The report came just weeks after a relative called urging the Broward County Sheriff's Department to seize his weapons. Then in even more shocking news, we learned that an armed school resource officer at the majority Stoneham Douglas High School sat outside and waited for minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. Waited four. You know, the number after three? 4 minutes during the six-minute attack that ended in the deaths of 17. Do you realize, if he just got out there, if the police or sheriff, if all that shooting was going on, you can't tell me he wouldn't have known, he wouldn't have heard, the shooter wouldn't have heard the sheriff out there yelling, or the sheriff wouldn't have heard the shooting. See, it's irritating to me. Because he should have done something. That's what he gets paid for. Teachers who didn't get paid to give their lives up, that's not what they're paid for. They're paid to teach. Am I right? But yet you have teachers, God love them, who gave up their lives to possibly protect the life of their students. That was okay. Right? The guy without the gun, the coach, put himself in the way of bullets. Right? I love it. I think this, see, to me, it doesn't follow their narrative. Do you really think that that's the only teacher that would do whatever he could to save his kids' lives? I don't think so. And here's more of what we know. We know that the FBI was warned specifically about the Parkland shooter, not once, but twice. They did absolutely nothing about it. We know the Broward County Sheriff's Department were called to the home of the Parkland shooter at least, see, I've been saying 21, 25, 26, apparently 39 times. Now, for some of you who think that a gun should never be taken away from somebody because they might be crazy, you and I would split ways right now. Because I'll tell you what, you've been called to a house 39 times because you're getting violent and you have rifles? Yeah, you need to take a break from the rifles. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. staff. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you've got something to say, you want to say, want to tell me how I'm wrong, but the government is here to help. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to be afraid of, to hate, to whatever, you don't have to. You really don't. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly engaging. Engage with the other people around you. Engage with the people in the chat room. Then get informed and go out there and engage with people in the street so we can stop having so many idiots running around this country. Yes, you heard me. I said idiots. By the way, this is me. I didn't swallow a frog. Those little petri dishes on the plane on the way home decided to share with me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I do very much appreciate the email. Like, some of you don't want to hear your voice. You don't want to be on. I get it. I don't even want to hear my voice half the time. We were talking about the government here to help you. God, it's just sick. Do you realize pretty much every single agency, every government agency on the preventative side of this failed? And not only did they fail, now they want you to give up some of your rights so they can help protect you. So because they failed, they made a mistake, they didn't do it the right way, we have to pay the price again. It's like in California all the time. We get nailed constantly out here. But most of you boneheads in California that have voted to allow these liberal Democrats in to keep raising your taxes, then you complain about your taxes and then you vote them in again. And then you want me to think you're sane? You want me to let you help me? No. And so we vote them in. They raise taxes, on gasoline so they could fix the roads as they did years ago so they could fix the infrastructure. They didn't do anything with it. They blew the money. We keep voting them in. So what do? They raise your gas tax again so they can fix the roads. And then right after they did that, they immediately passed another little law that allowed them to borrow that money. That was supposed to be put in a lockbox, and you will again vote in Democrats in California because you guys have lost your minds. You don't believe in balance. This is what I've been saying for a long time. And California is the poster child for what would happen if Democrats got total control of the country. I mean, seriously, look at us here. Highest poverty rates in the country. Right? We've got companies leaving in mass numbers. We have people leaving in mass numbers. Sanctuary cities, sanctuary counties, sanctuary states. We have 16% of the population, or make up 16% of the population of the country. We make up 31% of entitlement that comes back. Welfare. Come on. So if you're an illegal, I don't know what you're doing in any other state. You should be here in California. Come on, they'll welcome you with open arms. They'll give you food. And if you're a veteran, you need to leave California because you're going to get screwed here. I don't think you can be an illegal veteran. I don't know. Okay, well, there you go. The voice from above has spoken. So back to the Broward County Sheriff's deputies. Now look, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. I don't think every Broward County Sheriff, would have acted like this. I would have to believe you don't become a sheriff, you don't become a police officer, you don't go into law enforcement to cower. You go in there because you want to save people. And as I was saying before we got to the break, you have teachers that threw themselves in the way of bullets. So don't tell me the teachers, yes, teachers want to teach, and they should only have to teach, but if they're willing to throw their body in front of a bullet to protect the kids, what makes you think they wouldn't handle a gun once taught properly to protect their children? So we do know, let's wrap this up. We know that the Broward County Sheriff's Department was warned multiple times about the Parkland shooter. We know that the armed officer was present during the shooting and did absolutely nothing. And that, you want to know something? For some of you, because I know some of you are out there and you're listening because you hate me and you listen to the show and you may comment later, I would fight and I would use this kid as an example. We know that a junior ROTC student showed far more courage. He sacrificed himself to save some kids. Right? You had sheriffs out in the parking lot with guns that didn't have the guts and the courage that this young kid had. And yet we're told that the solution to mass shootings is for law-abiding citizens to give up their guns, to give away more and more of their rights. to give more and more of the authority and trust to the departments that failed them to begin with. Why would you do that? Are you like sick between the ears? Are you missing some gray matter? I wouldn't. I'm serious. I wouldn't in a heartbeat. They'd show up at the door and say, "Gimme," I'd say, "No, shoot me." I mean, seriously. I'd rather you shoot me than have to be shot by somebody breaking into my house, because that's what's going to happen when they figure out that blocks and blocks and blocks of people have been having guns taken away from them. So why would a single law-abiding gun owner hand his gun or his weapon or whatever he had over to the same authorities that did nothing to protect the children of Parkland? Why should a single law-abiding gun owner turn over his or her capacity to defend themselves to people who have proved over and over again they're incapable of protecting you? This is insanity. Then they should have you. You give your guns up to them, they should have you locked up for insanity. And yeah, let's blame the NRA, because we always blame Ford, Chevy, Ford, GM, Toyota. Every time somebody dies, we blame one of those companies for their death, don't we? Isn't that how it works? The NRA literally had nothing to do with this. I love the notes that came out about how the NRA paid $10,000 to teach the young man how to use a rifle. And they didn't say that. They said how to do this. The reality is the $10,000 grant or the $10,000 programs that they have is to teach you how to use a rifle more responsibly, safely. So don't give me this stuff that if he wasn't taught how to use it, he wouldn't have known what to do. There are plenty of good movies out there. Yeah, you heard me. Plenty of good video games out there that would show him, would have shown him how to use the rifle appropriately. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
This is, who was that? That's Alice Cooper. It is More Subdued Days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. I know I'm hanging on this a lot longer than I wanted to. But I have good reason for it. No, I really do. Because I'm tired of hearing, you know, both sides of the aisle. Everybody's screaming about, you know, what's going on there, conspiracies, non-conspiracies. Let's just get back to the basics, right? The government's not going to protect you, people. The police aren't going to. They've already said they can't. This isn't Joe grabbing it out of the air. They say they can't. Who was it 2 years ago, the Washington, D.C. police chief? She was adamant against guns. She was adamant against you being able to protect yourself. And then when violence really started breaking out, she finally threw up her hands and said, yeah, you know what? You need to protect yourself because we obviously can't do it. So go back to my question before the break is why would a single law-abiding gun owner hand over his or her weapon what you could protect yourself with? And stop blaming the NRA. They have nothing to do with this. Matter of fact, as usual, you loons on the left go nuts using the wrong reasons to boycott somebody. And what happens? You have people that don't own guns right now that are engaging with the NRA and getting lifelong memberships. So keep up the good work. So... Why should we blame, again, law-abiding gun owners who didn't do anything wrong They didn't shoot the kids up. They would never. Most, I shouldn't say, all of the law-abiding, loving gun owners would never shoot up, would never do anything to hurt, especially a child. And why should we take Sheriff Steve Israel seriously when he blames the lack of gun control? He blames the lack of gun control, Dana Loesch, and the NRA. His group did nothing when they were warned about this. His team did nothing. His department did nothing when they were warned about this young man. Why, again, is this our fault? See, this is that mindset that, you know, if you're fat, forgive me, get over yourself because I'm there with you. This is like me blaming the local Italian joint because I'm overweight. You know, because it was them. You know, when I was walking by there, they jumped on me. They held me down, and I kept shoving pasta and meatballs in my mouth. And that's how I got like this. How dare they do that? No. It's because instead of getting the kids' plate or a half order, I got a pound and a half of spaghetti and decided to eat it along with five meatballs. See, we no longer take personal responsibility for these things. We don't do it. You know, when you've smoked, or you smoke, and I'm not making it fun of anybody who dies of cancer from cigarette smoke, and yes, they were caught lying about nicotine and the effects of nicotine, but I got to say, seriously, do you really believe, when you boil it all down, do you really believe that you can put chemicals, carcinogens, and smoke in your lungs, an organ made for pure oxygen, and think that that's okay and nothing bad's going to happen? Anyway, children are dead because millions of good citizens own AR-15s. I mean, they're not dead because millions of good citizens own AR-15s, but because dozens of pathetic, incompetent cowards in the position to do something do nothing. I'm not one of those people on the right that think no matter what, in any way, in any shape, in any manner or form, you're allowed to have a gun. I'll tell you what, you've been to somebody's house 39 times, I'm willing to suspend his gun rights for a little bit here till we figure it out, right? What do you think? Anybody on board with me on that one? I think we touched on this story. I never really did it. But, you know, last month was Black History Month. And, you know, everybody's so sensitive these days, right? If you have a barbecue in Black History Month, you better be careful what you serve. Even if it's something that you eat all the time. There was a meal served at New York University. And it was an outrage and somebody got fired over it. Why? Because it was an insensitive meal. Which is a new one by me. I mean, food is food, right? The New York Dining Hall employees who served the meal were black. Those employees were not fired over the incident. The food service company fired two different employees, which the New York Union local has confirmed, a New York University local has confirmed, were in fact white and were responsible for planning the meal. What was the meal? Ribs? Collard greens, watermelon, Kool-Aid, mac and cheese. And apparently now, that's racially insensitive. So just for some of you who may have some black friends that you're inviting over for a barbecue, just bear in mind, God, we have lost our minds. You know what? God is rolling around up there going, I didn't do this. I didn't create you guys to do this. This is not what I had in mind for you. Can you fix yourselves? Or should I start all over? So when you invite your black friends over for dinner, for barbecue, just make sure, okay, that you don't serve barbecue ribs, collard greens, watermelons, Kool-Aid, or mac and cheese. I don't know, maybe you can get away with the Kool-Aid. Maybe they won't give you a hard time about that. But because it was served in Black History Month, that was a bad thing. This stuff always, and they make people apologize, and they feel so bad. And what's really funny is when they go down the list of these things, and you have you have black people going, hey, I don't care, food was great. I mean, seriously. So, you know, the late night lunatics on TV, the ones that you support, not all of you, but some of you, that you support and sponsor and you watch and all that, some of those late night lunatics, they have decided that, you know, Trump had said something along the lines of that he would have run in at the school. He would have done something, you know, when he was talking to all the governors. And I believe he would have. Anybody would have. Anybody would have tried to do something. Well, most people, I won't say anybody, would have tried to do something, right? And they're making fun of him. Yeah, sure, he would have done that, you know, big talk and all this other stuff and what have you. But here's the problem with this. The Donald once did charge at somebody with a baseball bat. A thug that was trying to rip somebody off, I guess on a train or near a train. He had no gun. He had nothing. And it goes, James Rosen actually wrote the story. Way back when. I mean, way in the Daily News years ago. And he starts off the story with, call it the Donald to the rescue. When he saw a big guy with a big bat bashing another fella, Donald Trump did what any self-respecting billionaire would do. He ordered his driver to pull over. He said, I'm not looking to play this thing up. Trump said yesterday, I'm surprised you found out about it. He jumped out of the car and tried to stop the guy with the baseball bat, distract him long enough. Does this sound like a guy that would go running from a battle in any way? Seriously, you know, if you think about it, think about the beating he's taken already, you know, in office. So when you read about stuff like this, is anybody really surprised that the Donald would do something like this? And apparently, according to the article, Trump actually worked his way through the crowd of onlookers to stop this from happening. I got even more respect for the guy now. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, I really enjoy having you with me, and I enjoy the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, on Facebook, making funny comments, making snide comments. I'm good with all of it. I really am. I kind of, you know. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Got a lot of good stories tonight. Tonight will be like a smorgasbord night of stories and things that we're going to be talking about and doing and what have you. So, let's see. Oh, this is a good one. This is an oldie but a goodie, and I like playing it from time to time because I think you need to hear it. Now, remember, I've always said to you, it's not equality the left wants. They want control. And it doesn't matter what they believe is right for you or what the law is or anything else. But I remember years ago I did a story around this about how Eric Holder wanted to make guns like cigarettes. He wanted to make them so they were socially unacceptable, that they were bad for you, they would carry a taboo in and of themselves, all by themselves. And one of the things he says in the speech is that we need to brainwash people in thinking about guns in a variety of different ways, including they're bad. They're just bad for you. And one of the things he says in this, and I really, it helps when you do it the right way, right? But one of the things he says in there, again, is that he wants people in me to feel icky, basically, about having guns. That was January 30th, 1995. Take a listen. Don't you love it when a plan comes together, when it doesn't work the way it's supposed to? About having guns. That was January 30th. Oh. You know? I'm showing senior host. Always a pleasure. God, I can't pull it up. I can't make it work. So we'll just have to deal with it. But basically what he says in the speech is that he won't allow, I mean, like all of a sudden he's decided what the Second Amendment is. You know, he has decided that you don't have a right to have a gun. You have no need for a gun, actually. It's just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You have no need, you know, and where is that coming from? Anyway, because I love when a plan comes together. I hate when it does that to me. That's right. I'll move on to the next story. Because if I don't, she's going to shoot me in a second. Well, I hate when it does that. You know, I got it lined up and ready to go, right? And then it just doesn't come together. So apparently now, this will make her blush. She hates when I do these. A group at Syracuse University. You know, you got to be gender neutral now. You can't have anything that's male or female. And they have decided now that they needed a non-binary version of the vagina monologues. How you do that? I don't know. Syracuse University student group recently conducted a modified rendition of the vagina monologues intended to rid the play of its white, cis-normal baggage. Come on, let that sink in. With everything going on in the world, this is the most important thing we have to think about. Now, the play was written by Eve Ensler, focused on various themes regarding female sexuality, but members of the students advocating sexual safety and empowerment, also known as SASE, told the Daily Orange that they found it necessary to tweak the play to make it more inclusive of non-binary genders, contending that the original vagina monologues portrayed gender through a white, cis-normal lens. Because apparently, only white folks... Can I say white females?
I think it's interesting they're using the word normal. They're calling it...
They're afraid of normal. They're petrified of normal. Are you serious?
Yeah, but they don't want to be referred to as abnormal.
If you're going to use that much speech, you know, you could turn on your mic. You know, but then you sound like I got you locked in a closet somewhere.
You don't?
And then I have to let you out from time to time. Anyway.
So read what they're calling it again as more a non-cis, whatever, normal.
Okay, hold on. All the way back there, it's regarding female, you know, they found it necessary to tweak the play. Mayor, for more inclusive, non-binary, gender-condemning that originally... Oh, no, you didn't like that one either, right? Which one did you want?
They're calling it a play that's not so cis-normal. So they're actually admitting that these non-binary things are abnormal. Don't you find that interesting? Because they want to be considered normal. There's all these differences. It's perfectly normal. It's perfectly natural. But now they're...
Yes. So now what you're saying is that basically they don't like the word normal because it makes it look like they're abnormal, correct?
Normally, yes. But now they're calling it. They don't want to... Either just... It's them being
English,
backwards again.
English works.
I know. Sorry.
No, but you're right to a point. Anytime you use the word normal or traditional, it sends a progressive lefty into, like, orbit.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. But they were using it in there.
Right. Yeah. I know the word you were looking for. White cis normative baggage.
Hmm.
I bet you can't find that in a dictionary. I'm telling you, man.
That's why they put the dictionary on the internet, because they can change it every day.
I like their, what is it, the acronym? SASE. Students Advocating for Sexual Safety and Empowerment is also called, known as SASE. God. All right. Shut your mic off before you get in trouble.
Okay.
Anyway, SASE President Katie Pataki indicated that she wanted to make the statement that the future isn't female, but rather non-binary, saying that the, you know, I find this really funny, that when you have a very small portion of the community that goes against biology, we're supposed to buy into that, but whatever. Okay, so you have low single-digit numbers that think that this is okay. And they're trying to tell me that the future is non-binary. Think about what the left is setting up for you. I want you guys on the right to think about this. Because I want you to see what their future is. Their future is an abortion via vending machine. Right? Their future is godless. There is no higher power. You're it, baby. You decide what's right and wrong. You know, whatever you feel between the ears is what reality is. There's no God there to tell you what to do. Otherwise, how could these 17 kids die in Florida? Even though we don't want anything to do with God until something goes wrong and we want to blame him. We give him glory for nothing and credit for all the negatives and blame for everything. That's the future they want for you. They want a future where there is no male or female. Everybody is just human. And they don't even want to use the word human anymore or man. What are you going to be called, Hugh Person? They want a future that is pale gray, with no color, no nuances, none of that stuff. You realize they're starting with the normative things, and eventually it will get to art. I mean, think about what was that recently released movie, The Black Panther. And they couldn't even, they had to make noise about that. What was the noise? The noise was, there wasn't a gay or lesbian or transgender character in it. Maybe what we should do, if you really want the equality, if you really want what's right, let's use the demographics of the area the movie takes place in. So if it's 93% white, then that needs to be 93% white characters, right? If it's 93% black, then it needs to be 93% black characters. If only 0.02% of the characters or the people in the area, the demographics are gay, lesbian, or transgender, then guess what? You only get a 0.02% say. Or in your world, does equality mean you flip the coin, and if it's only 1%, then 99% should be that group? I mean, I'd really love to know where, you know, I watch some of these guys doing interviews, and one of the things that I've learned how to do over the years that I won't allow people to do anymore is drag me all over the place. You're going to answer the question, and we'll stay on it for the whole hour. Because I'm done with them dragging us everywhere. I'm done with them making the normal, the traditional. I mean, I made in a meeting a comment about traditional marriage, and they went nuts on the left. Because you can't have traditional. Traditional is bad. It's mean. It's wrong. I don't know what planet, maybe on theirs. Okay to have tradition. And God forbid you say anything like, hey, I like the good old days. You know what they come back with? Oh, you mean the days of lynching and hanging and slavery? That's funny, because I wasn't around then. So those weren't the good old days I'd be talking about. I'd be talking about the good old days when I wasn't texting my friends, I was with my friends. And I wasn't counting my friends on Facebook, I was counting the ones in the living room when we were all playing games together out on the football field. Those were my friends. Right? The days when mom and dad would yell at you because the lights went on and you didn't come home. Some of you know what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We come back, talk about the Supreme Court ruling that detained immigrants, hey, they don't get automatic bond hearings. They're not citizens. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.